It's not enough to buy American. We need to sell American. You know, all throughout the world, there's a lot of customers there, and no one, frankly, is better than U.S. farmers and ranchers at doing that. All we want is a level playing field. I think the new USMCA, which the president insisted he would renegotiate to make it fair, I've never seen such overwhelming support.
That's the ranking member on the House Ways and Means Committee from Texas, Kevin Brady.
And in Texas, Representative Henry Cuellar and I and others in our delegation put together a whip team to work on this. We set a goal of unanimous support in the Texas delegation, and for the first time since I've been here, we got it. So, but there's more work to do, so that locks in those markets, I think, significantly helps clear barriers for U.S. agriculture. You know what I mean? Where we get regulations and science barriers to our ag products. I think they did the president did a great job negotiating that. But we need to do more. You know, opening Japan, we had a good sort of step one in Japan, but we need the full trade agreement there. That's pretty important. The China trade agreement, the phase one, I will tell you, was far more substantive than I dreamed it would be. And I feel like the Trump administration put the priorities up front. We still have more work to do, but it's clear, you know, the cheating on America's intellectual property, forcing American companies to turn over their patents and secrets, cheating on the agreements or the rules of the WTO, all that needed to end. And it wasn't easy. To say the least, but that phase one agreement is important, and the president's holding China to their agreement to buy, you know, U.S. ag, energy, other products that way. Also, I think we can strengthen trading relationship with the United Kingdom and with Europe and open new markets around the world. And so I think we're headed on the right track on trade, but there are some challenges.
When it comes to trade rules, the WTO is in trouble.
Yeah, so the WTO, World Trade Organization, is absolutely needed. You know, you need rules for trade, and then you need countries to commit to those rules and abide by them. So I think it's crucially important as a body. But right now, well, not right now, for really decades, the WTO has become increasingly bureaucratic. These disputes on rules take decades. Often they're not enforced, and also these appellate boards sometimes just make up new rules. Well, that couldn't continue. And President Trump rightly said, and Congress agrees with him, both parties have passed resolutions in support of WTO reform. We need those changes. China and others can't hide behind developing country status. They are a world power in economics. Secondly, these disputes need to be handled more quickly, more fairly, and they need to be based on the rules, not just on some appellate judges' opinions. There's a difference. And so I'm hopeful that with the new director, you know, at some point here later this year, being elected to the WTO, and the number of countries that are really pushing for these reforms, I'm hopeful we can get the WTO back on track, because I think it's needed.
Once again, he's the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee from Texas, Kevin Brady. And from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.